Orlo met me at the top of the stairs, notes under his arm. Before we began our descent, he took one last look at the stars and planets beginning to come out, like a butler counting the spoons. We went down in silence, lighting our way with our spheres. Fra Gredic, the master of the keys, was waiting by the portcullis just as Fra Orlo had predicted. Another, slighter person stood next to him. As we came down the buttress, we saw that it was Gredic's superior, Sir Trustinus. "Ugh, looks like we're going to get penance," I muttered. "This just demonstrates your point."
"Which point do you mean?"
"The ugliness coming in from all directions."
"I don't think this is that," Fra Orlo said. "This is something exceptional."
We stepped down into the stone cupola and crossed the threshold. Gredic slammed the grid down behind us with too much force. I looked at his face, thinking he was angry we'd made him wait. But that wasn't it. He was unsettled. He only wanted to get out of there. We all watched him fumble with his key ring. As he was locking the portcullis down, I looked north to the Unarian's cupola and then east to the Centenarian's. Both of their gridirons were also closed. Maybe some thousander cosmographer was going to use the Starhenge tonight. Or maybe the whole thing had been shut down, a security precaution for Appert. I expected Gredic to leave so that Sir Tristanus could give me and Orlo a scolding. But Gredic looked me in the eye and said,
"Come with me, Fid Erasmus."
"Where to?" I asked. It was unusual for the Master of the Keys to make such a request. It wasn't his job.
"Anywhere," he said,
and then nodded toward the head of the stairs that would lead us down. I looked at Orlo, who shrugged and made the same nod. Then I looked at Sir Trustinus, who only stared back at me, putting on a show of patience. She was early in her fourth decade of life, and not unattractive. She was brisk and organized and confident, the kind of woman who in the secular world might have gone into commerce and scampered up the hierarchy of a firm. During her first months as warden regulant, she had handed out a lot of penance for small infractions that her predecessor would have ignored. Older Avout had assured me that this was typical behavior for a new warden regulant. I was so certain that she was going to give me and Orlo penance for being late that I hesitated to leave before she had done so. But it was clear that she had come here for another purpose. So I took my leave of Trustinus and Orlo and began descending the stairs, followed by Fra Gredic. When Trustinus judged that Gredic and I were far enough away, she began telling Orlo something in a low voice. She talked for a minute or so, as if delivering a little speech that she had prepared. When Orlo answered, which he did only after a long pause, it was in a voice that was wound up tight. He was making some kind of argument, and it was not the cool voice that he used when he was in dialogue. Something had upset him. From this, I knew that Sir Trustinus had not given him penance, because that was something one had to accept meekly, lest it be doubled and doubled again. They were talking about something more important than that. And Sir Trustinus had obviously told Gredic to get me out of that place so that she and Orlo could have privacy. This was not a very satisfying end to the conversation that Orlo and I had shared on the Starhenge. But it was further proof of the point he had made, and a challenge for me to put the idea into practice.